Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, 6:23. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Boy.
All right, let's do it. Your sports. Get ready to have your mind blown. Hopefully. Probably not.
Blown.
We'll see.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. All right.
Did you just do the Sam Jackson? Is that what
you... It'll get you drunk.
Nice. Let's do it, man. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what's he say? Haven't you ever seen Deep Blue? A shark ate me. I don't know. Anyway, do it. Do your sports.
Classic. Football. There's been some talk of teams opening up NFL facilities. But, Brock, there's a problem. Because some states are more relaxed than others at the moment. So some teams could have a head start, which is unfair. It's an unfair advantage. We'll see if the NFL steps in and stops coaches from showing up until all facilities are open. So that is kind of a weird problem that I guess I'd never really thought of. You know?
Some states
are just here we go. We're open. Good to go. We can do everything that Michigan can't. So let's get ahead of them. You know, it's kind of weird. So if you think about it, it's got to be like a one-date opening thing for football. So.
I agree. It's got to be an even playing field. If you're going to either everyone waits or everyone goes. You can't have this.
Here's the problem. With, say, Florida opens up and everybody can practice in Florida. Well, every team from every state that's not open is going to go to Florida. And practice in Florida, probably. So if you want your state bombarded by a bunch of teams, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Moving on. Basketball. Pair of autographed Game 1 Nike Air Jordan 1 sneakers from 1985. Sold at an auction for, what do you think? Take a guess.
$9 million.
$9 million. That was your first guess. All right. Well, not quite.
I'm not good at this. I'm not good at guessing.
$560,000, which your jaw should still drop.
That's even insane.
If you said, right. $560,000, Brock, Game 1, Nike Jordan 1 sneakers from 1985, making them the most expensive sneakers sold ever. The previous record were Nike Moon Shoes, which sold last year for $437,500.
For shoes. That's just stupid. Some people got too much money, man. They got too much money.
The sneakerheads are no joke. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're no joke. And there's a whole documentary on it on Netflix. So there used to be one on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's up there anymore, but it's a good documentary. Check it out. Here we go. Bottom of the barrel. Ain't much going on in sports, ladies and gentlemen. We're at running.
Don't even. That's not a sport.
It's actually a pretty good update here on running. I've never even said that before. Running. In running this morning. Distance runner Zach Bitter broke the 100-mile treadmill world record at home by finishing the 100 miles in just over 12 hours. In 9 minutes, breaking the old record by 20 minutes, Brock. He alternated between two treadmills and took a bit of a break at mile 87 to eat a bag of potato chips in the bathroom, the only solid food he ate during the entire race, in quotes. There you go.
Honestly,
100 miles. It's pretty incredible, really. He ran for 12 friggin' hours straight despite a 20-minute break where he ate a bag of potato chips.
Dude, when I look for something I want to buy, the radius I look in isn't even 100 miles. If I got to drive 100 miles, I'm not doing it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's quite a trek. 100 miles.
And then all he had was a bag of potato chips. Like, that just seems like the worst thing to have while you're trying to run 100 miles.
All right, here's the deal. Let's tell all you runners out there. You guys running. You love running. You love doing it. You put the tights on, the shoes, and you get out there and you start running a very long distance. First off, you're just blasting your knees. Your knees are going to be trash by the time you're 60, just to let you know that. Knees are going to be trash. Plus, a bag of potatoes. That's what these guys do. That's why all these runners are like just, dude, you can see every vein in their body.
That's what they do.
Because they eat a bag of potato chips for 20 minutes in their 12-hour run. It's like, dude, you need to pull over and go to a Chili's or something. You need energy. You need energy to run those 12 hours. I'm just saying.
You don't need those Vitner salt and sour chips, all right? That's not proper workout food.
It's like the worst thing you can eat. You know, it's like the bikers, too. Yeah, we're going to go on like a 400-mile trek, and I'm going to have a granola bar halfway through. It's like, dude.
God.
You need to start eating more, you know?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Find something else to do instead of running 100 miles. That upsets me. That story upset me. That's just upsetting. That is just absolutely upsetting.
Wasn't even outside. Did it on treadmills.
Oh, my God.
What do you think his neighbor downstairs is thinking?
Get off that damn treadmill. I'm trying to sleep down here.
12 hours straight.
Good God. Well, that was an annoying story. Thanks, Hunter. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107 WIRX.
Professional. Friendly.
This sucks.
You really fucked.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. It's 7:27. Brock, Hunter.
Good morning.
It'll always make me laugh. It's so stupid. Anyway, let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Maybe grab a variety pack and try all the flavors. It's a flavor explosion.
Yeah, in sports this morning, Hunter's a dumbass and forgot to watch The Last Dance on Sunday. I was so excited about live golf Sunday. I completely forgot about The Last Dance. It was the last two episodes.
Bitch. You dumb God. Bitch.
You know what? And I read a spoiler. I'm pissed. Now I'm pissed. I kind of read a spoiler. I'm not going to read it to you guys because if you haven't watched, I'll talk about it tomorrow. So if you get the opportunity, watch the last two episodes. If you haven't, like me, you moron.
Should hate yourself.
So, moving on. Football. There's been some talk of teams opening NFL facilities. But there's a problem, Brock, because some states are more relaxed than others. Some teams could have a head start, if you will, which could be an unfair advantage. We'll see if the NFL steps in and stops coaches from showing up until all team facilities are open, which is kind of weird. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like, some states open up before others. So technically Indiana could be practicing right now, right?
They need all the help they can get. So Ohio should open up because the Browns and the Bengals need as much help as they can get.
No, because then that means Ohio State's going to be able to open up, and they don't need any help, period.
That's
Brock.
True.
All the help they can need, you know. Moving on to basketball, a pair of autographed Game 1 Nike Air Jordan 1 sneakers from 1985. Sold at an auction for, take a guess, Brock, I already told you last hour. So
$30 billion.
Damn, $31 billion. You were so close.
I was so close.
No, they sold for $560,000.
That's still ridiculous. That is unbelievable. For shoes.
It's insane. Making them the most expensive sneakers ever sold. Previous record was the Nike Moon Shoe, which sold last year for $437,000. Good Lord.
Just dumb. Stupid. Too much money. You have too much money if you're going to buy sneakers for that price. Think about what that could go to do. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and someone's like, screw it. Of course,
He doesn't have a wife either. There's no way that there's a woman on the other side of that guy. Are you effing kidding? Are you kidding me? All right, moving on. Running. First time ever we've ever talked about running. at the very bottom of the barrel in sports here until it starts back up. But in running, this is actually kind of interesting. Distance runner Zach Bitter. He broke the 100-mile treadmill record at home by finishing the 100 miles in just over 12 hours and 9 minutes, breaking the old record by over 20 minutes. He alternated between two treadmills and took a bit of a break at mile 87 to eat a bag of potato chips in the bathroom.
That is...
He probably had to go number two, went to the bathroom, and had a bag of potato chips while he was doing biz. The only solid food he ate during the race. So there you go, man.
I don't understand it, okay? You do you. Everyone, you do what makes you happy. If you want to run 100 miles in a single
well,
day.
I can run 100 miles.
And I will run 100 more just to be the man who... ran 100 miles
you gotta say it's impressive. I mean, 100 miles is no joke.
I just don't understand. It's same thing with like just running in general. Just running for you gotta get that runner's high, that endorphin. You know, that gives it releases endorphins drinking. So yeah. I think I'm gonna do that instead.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Stupid.
It's kind of like the working out, the pump, right?
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger talk about it, the pump. Like, yeah, but it takes a while to get that.
It's exhausting. I don't want to do that. Stop it.
I'm just going to sit over here and do nothing.
Yeah. You know, it also releases endorphins, whacking it, drinking and whacking it. That's my kind of workout right there.
There you go.
100 miles. I could pop one off, have a couple drinks, and be asleep. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'll be on your team.
What?
I mean, it's kind of weird.
I like the same team. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know what you... You know what? From here on out, you keep your distance.
The activity. I don't want to be...
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
You pervert.